question from Shiva Ramakrishna Prabhu. Even Vishnu has name like Parmeshwar. Anyway, Shiva had unique names, Maheshwar. But there are nearly 15 to 20 names common to Vishnu and Shiva, like Krishna, Govinda, Gopal, Gopati, Shiva, Rudra, Shambhu, Hari, Hara, Brahma, Sthanu, Sahasraksha, Sahasrapat, Kamadev, Mahadev, Devadev, Vishnu, Prajapati, and list goes on. Why is this? Answer. When we understand the concept of the Absolute Truth and the manifestation of that Absolute Truth at various levels, it is always important to keep in mind the principle of Achintya Bheda Bheda. Achintya Bheda Bheda is simultaneous, inconceivable oneness and difference. So, as far as the common names are concerned, they are in. So that verse states, Etena Sarve Vyakhyata Vyakhyataha. That Etena Sarve, it is this Absolute Truth who is addressed by Vyakhyata Vyakhyataha. It is he who is addressed by all names. So there is one Absolute Truth who is referred to by many names. So if we look at it, the various names are both proper nouns describing certain persons, as well as common nouns, or they are describing certain qualities of those persons. So for example, Shiva, as I said, can refer to auspicious, and it can refer to the person name who has the name Shiva. So now certainly there is a person named Shiva. At the same time, there is the Supreme Lord who is all auspicious. And the auspicious aspect of that Supreme Lord is manifested through a particular personality named Shiva. So in that sense, because Lord Shiva manifests many of the extraordinary qualities of Lord Vishnu, so he also has names which reflect the qualities of the Supreme Lord. So that means auspiciousness ultimately is a quality of Lord Vishnu. He is supremely auspicious. Om Pitra Pitrova Sarvavastam Gatopiva Yahasmareta Pundarikakshan Sabhaya Abhyantara Shuchi Shri Vishnu Vishnu Vishnu. So it is described in this famous mantra that by the remembrance of Lord Vishnu, his Pundarikaksha, his lotus eye, one can become purified internally and externally. He is the supreme purifier. So in that sense, he is auspicious. At the same time, this Supreme Lord manifests himself by contact as Lord Shiva by contacting himself slightly with the mode of ignorance, and thereby he specially purifies those who are in the mode of ignorance and those who would not be inclined to worship Lord Vishnu. So, in that sense, for those who are living inauspicious lives, Lord Shiva is a manifestation of Lord Vishnu's mercy by which auspiciousness can be brought into the lives of those who are living inauspiciously. So in that sense, the auspicious quality of Lord Vishnu is manifested through Lord Shiva, and that's why that name is valid for him. Similarly, there are many other qualities of Lord Vishnu that are manifested by Lord Shiva. Shri Rupa Goswami in the Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, based on an exhaustive analysis of the Vedic literature, explains that the various qualities of the Supreme Lord can be enumerated as 64 qualities. So now among these, Krishna is the manifestation who manifests 64 qualities. Other Vishnu manifestations manifest 60 qualities. Lord Shiva manifests 55 qualities. Lord Brahma manifests up to 50 qualities. So Lord Shiva manifests 55 of the qualities that Lord Vishnu manifests. And since many of the names are related with the qualities that are manifested by Lord Shiva, but which are qualities which are also possessed by Lord Vishnu, so naturally the names will overlap. So for example, Lord Shiva is famously known as Vishwanath. So he is the Lord of the universe because Durga Devi, his consort, she is in charge of the material world and he is her Lord. So in that sense, he is the Lord of the material world. So there are of course certain names which are reserved for Lord Vishnu. For example, Ananda Koti Brahmanda Nayak. Lord Shiva is generally not referred to by that name. So Parameshwar can, now if we see that way, it refers to the great Ishwar, it refers to the transcendental Ishwar, it can refer to the supreme Ishwar. So now, Lord Shiva is supreme within the material world. There is no one greater than him. And Lord Vishnu is transcendental to the material world. So in that sense, if we look at the overall philosophical understanding, then we can contextualize and understand these names as referring to specific attributes of Lord Vishnu, which are also manifested by Lord Shiva. Srila Madhvacharya, in his Brahma Sutra Bhashya, explains that actually Lord Vishnu is Sarvanamavan. He is Sarvanamavan. Van means possessor. Like we have Dhanavan, possessor of wealth. So Lord Vishnu is Sarvanamavan. He is the possessor of all names. Why? Because ultimately all qualities manifest from him. So certain qualities may be also manifested specially by certain other personalities, exalted personalities like the Devatas, and certainly one of the most exalted of the Devatas, that is Lord Shiva. So that is how they may have some common names. In general, now if you look at Lord Shiva being called as Maheshwara, well fine, Maheshwara means the great Ishwara. He is certainly the great Ishwara. There is no doubt about that. At the same time, that doesn't mean that there is a competition between Shiva and Vishnu, who is supreme. No, there is a natural harmonious relationship between the two of them. And in general, this relationship is something which our simplistic categories find difficult to understand. See, for example, we have the categories of, when the Western religionists, they came to India, they found that they had the simplistic categories in their mind from their own historical tradition. When Britishers came to India and Europeans came to India, they had the experience of Christianity as the living religion of their times, which was monotheistic. And Christianity was preceded by the Roman Empire, and the Roman culture was polytheistic. So they had these only two categories. They had monotheism and polytheism. And in their idea, in polytheism, actually the many gods were always competing for supremacy. So when they came to India and they saw actually India has many gods, so they thought, oh, you are not monotheistic, that means your religion is polytheistic. However, if you look at the Vedic tradition, it's not the divine world, means the world which includes Lord as well as the other Devatas. It is not a world where everybody is jockeying for supremacy. They are not competing. It's a cooperative network, like the administration of the government through the cabinet ministry headed by the prime minister. So actually speaking, the Vedic system is not just monotheism or polytheism. It is actually multi-level monotheism. Multi-level monotheism means that there is only one God, but he can be worshipped at different levels. And different levels means he has many manifestations. Well, not exactly him. They are his representatives. But by worshipping them, we are indirectly worshipping the Supreme Lord. And among these multi-level manifestations, Lord Shiva is at the highest level. That means he is the most intimately close to the Supreme Lord in his relationship with him. So that's why it's not so simple that we use our categories from ordinary experience and we try to superimpose them on the Vedic hierarchy. So first of all, it's not only multi-level monotheism, it's also polymorphic monotheism. What does polymorphic means? Morpho means form, poly means many. So polymorphic means there are many forms of that God. Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam. So the one Lord Krishna manifests in many, many, many forms. And one of the forms of Lord Krishna, who is there in the spiritual world as described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, is actually the the Aradhideva of Lord Sadashiva, that is Sankarshan. So actually, Sadashiva is Lord Shiva in his eternal manifestation, who exists in the junction of the material and the spiritual world. At the boundary is 1/4 in the spiritual world, 3/4 in the material world. And that manifestation, he is eternal. So there is expansions of Lord Shiva who are in the material world, who are temporary. Rudra, they are 11 Rudras who are temporary. When the world gets destroyed, they become unmanifest. But there is a Sadashiva who exists beyond the material world. And he is eternal. He is very, very close to the Supreme Lord. And because of this proximity, he is the most intimate or highest manifestation of non-difference of Achinta Bheda Bhed with the Supreme Lord. So Lord Shiva is not Lord Vishnu. At the same time, he is not entirely different from Lord Vishnu. He is a manifestation of Lord Vishnu who is connected with the mode of ignorance, as we pointed out earlier. So in this way, if we understand the broad philosophy, and within it we understand the points that all qualities emanate from the Lord, and therefore all names which are based on various qualities ultimately belong to the Lord. So Sarvanamavan, as Bhattacharya says, Etena Sarve Vakhyata Vyakhyataha, as Vedanta Sutra says. And then certain personalities manifest specific qualities, and therefore they may also have the same names as the Supreme Lord. So Lord Shiva is the highest among all the devatas, and as he is very close to the Supreme Lord, so he has many of the names, many more names than most other the gods also, which are the same as those of the Supreme Lord. And we also discussed how simple categories like polytheism and monotheism don't really describe the profound Vedic conception of the absolute truth and the various manifestations that are there of that absolute truth. And these manifestations, the various levels of difference and non-difference that they have with that absolute truth. So, if we still have doubts or questions, if we keep practicing Krishna consciousness and praying to the Supreme Lord, and if we have had some past attraction or cultural devotion to Lord Shiva, we can also pray to Lord Shiva to seek his guidance and getting a clearer understanding of these things. And by their combined grace, we will be able to get a clearer understanding of it all. Thank you.